It's question time for Ben Bernanke.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, there'll be a rare Q&A session this afternoon with Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. What will he say about his controversial economic stimulus efforts? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow is down 7 points at 12,034. The NASDAQ is basically flat, and the S&P 500 down about 0.75%. The number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits dropped to 415,000 last week. That's more good news ahead of tomorrow's big employment report from the Labor Department, when we'll find out how many jobs were added last month and what the new unemployment rate is. Now let's get to the Fed Chairman's Q&A session with reporters today at the National Press Club. Diane Swonk is Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial. She's with us live from snowy Chicago this morning. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So Ben Bernanke typically doesn't talk to reporters. Why is he doing this today?
The Fed initiated a huge communication effort to improve their communications late last year and clarify both the financial markets and the public exactly what they were doing. So this is just an offshoot of that effort to be more transparent and communicate better.
All right. Well, what would you ask him if you were there today?
The first question I'd ask is, what's next? What is the Fed going to do when they finish their large-scale asset purchase program in June? Will they let their balance sheet just naturally shrink? Will they keep it at an elevated level, or will they expand it even further?
So that's the question is whether the Fed is going to continue these big economic stimulus efforts. Now, there was news this morning that productivity rose last year by the highest amount in 8 years, which means that companies are continuing to squeeze more out of the workers they already have instead of hiring new ones. Given that the Fed's mandate includes keeping employment as high as possible, how does this morning's news figure into Mr. Bernanke's calculations?
Well, this is exactly the response to higher commodity prices by firms out there. Firms have been unable to push through price increases as commodity prices have soared because cash-strapped consumers have rebelled. In fact, retail sales today are coming out much lower than expected in January. And so what we're seeing is that companies, fearing that they're not going to make enough money if they can't push through those price increases, are getting more out of their existing workers. And productivity growth is a direct response to higher commodity prices. It's the only way to preserve margins if you can't push price increases through.
Diane Swonk, Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, Viacom said this morning its profit dropped last quarter. Turns out one of its companies, Paramount Pictures, isn't selling many DVDs. So Viacom's working another strategy. It's cut a deal to allow popular programs like The Daily Show onto the website Hulu. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Comedy Central shows like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report are actually returning to Hulu.com. Parent company Viacom had pulled them, but reconsidered. The new deal puts the shows on the website, but with ads. Robert Thompson watches the entertainment industry at Syracuse. He also watches a lot of TV.
Things like The Daily Show are one of the, you know, very, very desirable products to see the next day on the internet. The Daily Show, unlike something like Lost, doesn't need to be seen on a big screen.
Even if a big screen is the small screen in your living room. Viacom's hit Jersey Shore will also be online, but 21 days later. Thompson says it's all part of a migration to on-demand programs when people want it. Yes, online is integrating with on TV, but it's early, he says. In the end, will this strategy make a winner of Hulu? Who knows? I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Yellowbook 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com.
German stocks are up 0.2% right now. That's according to the so-called DAX index, which tracks the goings-on at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Well, turns out that exchange is in for major changes. Marketplace's David Brancaccio is tracking how the economy is evolving for our series Economy 4.0, and he filed this report from Frankfurt.
On the trading floor of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, I see no yelling or wild gesticulating. It's the hushed intensity of a master control room with traders arranged in computer-lined bull rings. The dominant sound is this. Electronic tiles flip through rapidly changing stock prices on the scoreboards overhead. Financial journalist Bernard Uniman has an office across the courtyard from this trading floor.
German Stock Exchange decided that this is a good marketing instrument. You have more television stations on the gallery than you have really traders on the floor.
The main work of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange is really miles away in an even more space-age facility where we find Rainer Ries, a managing director at the German Exchange.
Today, the Frankfurt floor is predominantly connected to German banks and brokerages.
Ries is preparing for the big day in May when engineers here will flip a switch and much of Europe will get instant electronic access to the 10,000 stocks and other financial instruments that trade here.
All 250 members in 19 countries will be able to trade directly. So most banks and brokerages from throughout Europe will have a direct connection and can send orders to the Frankfurt Stock Exchange more easily.
Old way. Hi, Hans in Frankfurt. This is Javier in Madrid. A client wants Volkswagen stock. What's your price? The new way, Javier hits a button.
In the future, what will happen is actually that a Spanish bank can directly enter the trade, will immediately see the execution on their screen, and can electronically inform their customer in Spain.
Or Sweden, Italy, most of Europe electronically. Does this mean they'll shut down the trading floor where human beings have been part of stock trading since 1896? No, there will still be some humans on the floor who can intervene in the digital chain of events so things are orderly and the prices are right. Plus, they need something for those TV cameras. In Frankfurt, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And finally, the city of Austin, Texas, is asking residents for help coming up with a new name for its Solid Waste Services Department to better reflect all the things the department does, things like recycling, street sweeping, and storm debris cleanup. Here are some of the ideas that have come in so far: the Department of Neat and Clean, and my favorite, the Ministry of Filth. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Millions of workers in China are heading home for the Chinese New Year, but for the factories they work for, it could well be the long goodbye.
The challenge for us is really see how to foresee people operate left to hometown, whether they will be back or not.
I'm Bob Moon, Home Sweet Home, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.